The Tower at the End of the World, a poetic mosaic novel about earliest childhood. In the days when the earth was not yet round, but had a beginning and an end, a splendid tower could be seen at the furthermost edge of the world. During the daytime, an endless procession of clouds floated slowly past out there in the void, under the eye of the sun. At night, the tower shone out and competed with the northern lights and the stars over the void, for it was a tower of light. On clear evenings, you could see the tower's beautiful light shining out in the darkness over the sea, and then you could be caught by an irresistible urge to reach this shining tower, rising in isolation out there towards the vast unknown areas where the world ends and begins, and the Spirit of God hovers over the waters. It was in the far-off time of beginnings, when you still didn't know that the magical light from the tower was the light from a quite ordinary lighthouse, a work of human hands and ingenuity, a useful and sensible provider of light whose task it is to be a guide for those sailing the seas. And it was also before you yet knew that the earth is a star among other stars, in an inconceivable gulf of time and space, and that you yourself are a star dweller. The evening horn. Yes, the earth with its lighthouses and ships, lands and islands, cities and peoples, is a star, one of the many beautiful, radiant heavenly bodies in the firmament. But you don't know that yet, for you are quite new to the world of words, and for the time being, you must cope with sounds and images as best you can. You are at the restless but delicious focal point of your beginning. It's early spring, and you are lying in your bed, new in time, unknowing, but filled with immense intimations. There you lie, listening to the evening horn. The evening horn, that's the sound made by the golden stripe in the sky, over there where the sun sank into the sea. It's a big, happy bird, cackling and clucking. It's the evening bird. No, it's the ferryman, sitting out there on the rocks outside his house, blowing his horn. The evening bird clucks and cackles in the ferryman's horn. The yellow line in the sky is his horn. There's a quiet lapping sound of happily rocking waters in his horn. Then twilight comes, then darkness comes, then the horn falls silent. Time flies. Fly is a lovely word. The wind flies past, the clouds fly past, the waves fly on the water. Time flies. Why does time fly? Because it's in a hurry. Why is it in a hurry? Well, because there is so much it has to do. Where does it hurry to? Silence. What is time? Long silence. Is it everything that flies? Yes, that's it. It's everything that flies.